Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Rabbi Avidan Friedman is an educator and activist and a compassionate voice in Israel's public life. We've spoken to him a number of times over the last couple of years. He's deeply involved in community as well as a volunteer efforts. Rabbi Avidan Friedman, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us. Can you describe what you're seeing, what you're feeling in Israel this morning?
Oh, yes, sorry, Howard. I'm sorry. I was on mute. I didn't realize you were speaking to me.
No problem.
It's basically the words we say in the Hallel, the prayer of Hallel. Me'eta Adonai haitazot nislat ve'ineinu. This is from God. It is wondrous in our eyes. Hayom asa Adonai nagila v'nismacha bo. This is the day the Lord has made to rejoice. It's an unbelievable rejoicing. I'm actually in my home, in my sukkah, but watching, imagine with many, many other people, the tens of thousands of people who are in Kfar HaTzufim and who are in Hostage Square and all over the country, who are out in the streets and celebrating and glued to their TVs and glued to the updates second by second. It's unbelievable to see a hope that seemed like a very, very distant hope. Finally being realized after so long, after so many days of such a hard struggle.
There's the phrase Pidyon Shvuyim, which is redeeming captives, is central to Jewish tradition. Can you explain the meaning and how this resonates today?
Well, I think what lies at the foundation of the reason that redeeming captives is so central is two connected ideas. One idea is the idea of the unity, the connectedness of the people of Israel, the way in which the people of Israel really like one big family. And I think you're seeing that in the most visceral way today in Israel, and I believe also all around the world, for Jews all around the world, just the feeling of all these people who are not our own family members. They're people we don't know personally, and we feel that our own family member is being redeemed. So that's one part of it. And the other part of it is the idea of the sanctity of human life. You know, the fact that we are celebrating these lives that are being saved while others are celebrating convicted murderers who are being released. The contrast just could not be starker. The Jewish value is, the core Jewish value is the value of the sanctity of every human life that was created in the image of God. And so saving one person is saving an entire world. And so I think both of those ideas are, they're at play here, and you're seeing that they're not just theoretical ideas that are nice to talk about, but they're a reality that's very, very deep in our psyche, in our DNA, in our hearts and souls.
So what lessons does this moment offer the rest of us? What do we need to learn from today?
It's a beautiful question. I think, first of all, that's a very very important question, very Jewish question of what are we learning from this moment? And for me, I think it's really the lesson of Hatikva, the lesson of not giving up hope. I can't tell you how many people over the course of our struggle to bring the hostages home at every stage told me they're not going to come home. Hamas is never going to release them. Hamas is never going to release all of them. If they release them, what kind of a state will they be coming back in? How much is left of them? I mean, these are things that I heard from going back. I remember it so clearly from when I was in Hostage Square on a hunger strike on day 35. I was already hearing it. And yet, you know, we see that od lo avda tikvatenu. We didn't give up hope. And we also see, and I think that that this is related to the hope and it's related to the idea of the sanctity of human life. I think the other message is that the strength of the spirit, of the human spirit, is far beyond anything we can really grasp and imagine. I mean, the fact that these people also didn't give up hope, because if they gave up hope, there was no way they could survive. That they didn't give up hope in the harshest conditions for 2 years is such a testament to the strength of the human spirit, I would say to the divinity of the human spirit.
It's almost unimaginable, really, how they did survive and endure this. It's hard to imagine that they found the strength, the belief, the resilience to do that, along with their families, who as you know, because you've been close to it, to have been through sheer hell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that is really a take-home lesson for us, which I think is a fundamental lesson, you know, within this, you know, the dilemma that we've been speaking about together and everybody has been dealing with for the last 2 years, between the victory of the war and the victory against Hamas and the return of the hostages, but the question of how you define the victory, how much is it the crushing of your enemy, and how much is it bringing back the hostages? Again, it goes back to that idea that of Yon Shvuim, this idea that the strength of the spirit of saving life is so much more powerful even than the importance of crushing your enemy, of killing your enemy, even if there's every moral justification, because you're defending yourself. But at the end of the day, our strength as the Jewish people, as the state of Israel, our strength is really not about our F-35s. It's not about this bomber. It's not about this, how much intelligence we have. It's really the core of it, I would say, is what we're seeing right now in Hostage Square and all over. It's the joy in people's hearts who didn't give up for 2 years on people who they saw as their brothers and their sister. And that is just so much more powerful than any physical threat that can possibly face us.
And of course, the fundamental and absolute knowledge, not even belief, knowledge, that God has a plan, and that our faith will sustain us. Rabbi Avidan Friedman, he's an activist. We've been chatting to him over the last couple of years, giving us a sense of what it is like in Israel today.